Is your smart home device spying on you? Wouldn't it be nice if a label let you know? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. In a world where everything from security cameras to watches and refrigerators are connected to the internet, shoring up cybersecurity is a collective effort. That's why the Biden administration is proposing a labeling system for consumer products, sort of like a nutrition label, but instead of calories and fat, the label would tell you how secure that smart device really is, and if it's sharing your data. This week, the White House is gathering representatives from the cybersecurity sector, consumer product groups, and manufacturers to get input on how to design such a label. Jean Camp is a professor of informatics at Indiana University. She said this type of information is increasingly important as the Internet of Things continues to expand.
Consider smart thermostats. One way a smart thermostat knows people are in the room and controls the temperature is by recording or listening to the sound in the room. If the data are used in further training the AI that runs on your local thermostat, how specific are the data? Does it send characteristics of the data? This is how loud it was. Or does it send actual recordings? I know security professionals who purchased thermostats and did not know that they were being recorded in their homes. And does this device work when your internet is down? So there are safety as well as security and privacy issues.
You have conducted research on how people respond to cybersecurity nutrition facts, as it were. How do you think a label like this should be designed?
We looked at all the recommendations, stars, eyeballs that are looking at you, and locks. And we determined that 1 to 5 locks tells people you are getting better security, you're getting better privacy. But on the net with phones and browser interfaces where you have your 5 locks, and you might click on it once, and it might give you a high-level description about what everything is.
Why is a labeling program important to the goal of improving cybersecurity?
My cybersecurity, or lack of it, can impact you. So there's an interest in getting collective cybersecurity. But more importantly, I want to be able to buy products that do what I think the product is doing and not engaging in risk without knowing that I'm engaging in risk. It's about enabling people to make decisions about their own priorities and what we want in our own homes.
Jean Camp at Indiana University. And now for some related links. We've got more on Jean Camp's research into how consumers perceive these labels. It's linked at our website, marketplacetech.org. The basic takeaway, as she mentioned, was that some sort of positive quantitative scale, more locks equal more security, performed better than, say, putting more frowny faces to denote worse security. There are a couple other countries that have pioneered cybersecurity labels, like Finland and Singapore. We'll link to Finland's version, which rates a device based on criteria like whether it has regular software updates, what kinds of data protection and encryption methods it uses, and if its security protections are on by default or require a PhD in manual reading to turn them on. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.